USA Radio News with Wendy King.
With coronavirus death rates escalating rapidly around the country, the CDC is now recommending facial coverings to help slow the spread of the virus. President Trump made it clear he would not be using them.
The CDC is advising the use of non-medical cloth face covering as an additional voluntary public health measure. So it's voluntary. You don't have to do it. They suggest it for a period of time. But this is voluntary. I don't think I'm going to be doing it.
In the hardest-hit city, New York Governor Cuomo signed an executive order to transfer ventilators from facilities that aren't using them to overwhelmed hospitals. He said he would use the National Guard if needed.
I'm not going to let people die because we didn't redistribute ventilators.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Michael Atkinson was appointed by President Trump. He was watchdog for the intelligence community. Last year, he fulfilled his legal obligation to advise Congress about a whistleblower complaint against the president involving Ukraine. That led to the president's eventual impeachment, though he did stay in office. Now, the president has told Congress he's firing Inspector General Atkinson. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff on MSNBC.
Yet again, a flagrant disregard of the law and a president who is so terrified of oversight that he would take this kind of an action in the middle of a crisis.
On Friday, Democratic members of the Senate Armed Services Committee called for an investigation of the firing of Navy Captain Brett Crozer. He was commanding the USS Theodore Roosevelt, and he raised concerns about the Navy's slow response to the coronavirus on board his ship. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The U.S. economy lost 701,000 jobs in early March amid measures to contain the pandemic as businesses were forced to close. USA's John Clements reports.
Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us the jobless rate is now at 4.4%.
Total non-farm payroll employment fell by 701,000 in March, and the unemployment rate rose to 4.4%. Employment in leisure and hospitality fell by 459,000, mainly in food services and drinking places. In March, the unemployment rate increased by 0.9 percentage point to 4.4%. This is the largest over-the-month increase in the rate since January 1975.
As dismal as these figures represent, they only reflect the first 2 weeks of March before the magnitude of the COVID-19 was fully felt across the nation. I'm John Clemens.
A former presidential candidate has started a new political action committee, and USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
Former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who dropped out of the presidential race just over a month ago, is now launching Win the Era, a political action committee aimed at electing a new generation of leaders. The pact, named after a common refrain used while on the campaign trail, will represent a continuation of his work to support generational change candidates in running down ballot races.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.